96.9 FM and AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time, it's 8 o'clock.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A massive foreign aid package has finally passed the House. It includes nearly $61 billion allocated for Ukraine. The BBC's James Waterhouse tells us that will greatly help with weapons troops need to stop the Russians.
There are some generals here that are predicting a major Russian advance in the coming weeks and months. So there are difficult challenges ahead for Ukraine. But the view from Kyiv is that it's got a fighting chance.
Ukrainian President Zelensky described the U.S. support as vital. That bill rode the struggle bus to get to the House floor for even a vote. And driving that bus, Speaker Mike Johnson, who has some GOP members wanting him out.
I don't walk around this building being worried about a motion to vacate. I have to do my job. I've done here what I believe to be the right thing, and that is to allow the House to work its will. You do the right thing, and you let the chips fall where they may.
The bill also includes $26 billion in aid for Israel. Protesters were outside the Capitol, like this man who says why he demonstrated and pushed against it.
I'm Palestinian American. I've lost many of my cousins, aunts, and uncles.
CBS's Deborah Pata is in Jerusalem. She tells us Israeli strikes on Rafah killed 13 people, including 9 children.
The frantic rush to save the injured after yet another Israeli airstrike in Rafah. Health workers do their best, but for this little girl, it is too late. Her father is inconsolable, pressing her tight against his chest one last time.
Israel has vowed to expand its ground offensive in the southern Gaza city despite international calls for restraint. Opening statements start tomorrow morning in former President Trump's hush money trial. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson on the importance.
It sets the scene for the trial. It sets the tone. It lets the jurors know where you're going to go.
In Memphis, police are searching for the suspects who fired shots at a block party. Interim Police Chief C.J. Davis.
Officers located 5 victims suffering from apparent gunshot wounds on the scene, 3 of whom were transported to area hospitals in critical condition, and 2 males were pronounced deceased.
Well, tomorrow is Earth Day. The annual celebration of our planet aims to highlight organizations that are bringing attention to climate change. It also helps guide people as to what they can do to help the Earth recover. And while tomorrow is Earth Day, you can look up to the sky tonight for a rare devil comet. It'll reach peak brightness and should be visible just after sunset. You can look for a circular, wispy patch of light with possibly a faint tail. It's a celestial phenomenon that hasn't happened since the 1950s. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
W295BD and W256EB.
This is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Good morning. Reporting for Gateway Regional News, I'm Chris Irwin. The Winchester community mourned the loss of Sergeant William Marty Jackson yesterday, who served 50 years in law enforcement and passed away last Sunday from health issues while on duty. The police department says that Jackson was a former chief of police serving from 1989 to 2008. The Jessamine County Sheriff's Office posted on social media that AT&T is updating its phone system and that anyone with their service cannot call 911. The post from the Sheriff's Office states it is not a dispatch issue. A post from Kentucky Baseball alerted fans to the issue, asking those who attended yesterday's game to bring cash for portable concession stands. They cited AT&T internet outages as the issue. Yesterday, Baptist Health held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for their new medical center in Hamburg. Although the property was purchased in 2009, the project did not break ground until 2020. The $253 million investment will bring an emergency room, cancer research, outpatient services, and surgery center to the area. The facility's goal is to serve more Kentuckians in central and eastern portions of the state. And police are investigating in Lexington after a story went viral about a local Airbnb. A woman claims to have been the target of human traffickers while staying at a home in Masterson Station. Reviews on the Airbnb show there were safety issues with locks, including over a year ago. A door allegedly kept closed with a piece of 2x4. Neighbors said there are quite a few short-term rentals in the Masterson Station area. The city of Lexington passed rules for short-term rentals last summer, requiring owners to have a permit from the Division of Planning and be licensed by the Division of Revenue. That's been a look at some of the news, sports, and weather when we return.
Man's best friend. We know that dogs are not only an important part of the farm, but also an important part of your family. At Hinton Mills, we only sell the products that we'd be proud to feed our own dogs. We believe every dog is worthy of the best nutrition. We also believe every dog owner deserves a great value. Hinton Mills has a wide selection of pet food at the lowest prices around, and we'll load it in your car for you. Come and see for yourself and ask us about the products we feed our own dogs. Hinton Mills, serving farmers and their dogs since 1918.
Are you looking for a bigger home, looking to downsize, or just tired of paying rent? Well, now is the time to buy and start saving money. Hello, this is Lacey with Lacey Gay Realty, and I can help you get into the home of your dreams. Home sales have been on the rise, and now is the time to list your home for sale. Give me a call today at 859-520-3288, or you can see all my listings online at LaceyGay.com. And remember, home ownership is still the great American dream.
Turning now to a look at high school baseball. It was Estill County over Hazard, 1-0 in the Blake Crow Memorial Classic in the Doc Morris Invitational. It was Lewis County over Lord Memorial, 10-6, and Lewis County over Newport, 16-0. Nicholas County over Holmes, 14-2 in 5 innings. Round County beat Scott, 11-8, and Villa Madonna over Nicholas County, 4-1. In the Gary Ishmael Classic, Fleming County over Pendleton County, 4-1, and Mason beats East Carter, 8-2. And in other games, Model beat Morgan County, 9-7. That was in high school baseball. In high school softball, Bath County spent the weekend in Owensboro at the 2A state tournament. The Lady Cats won 2 out of 3 games and finished in third place. Ashton Barrett and Kylie Hodson were named to the all-tournament team. In the championship game, Harrison County defeated Lawrence County by a score of 8-6. And in Major League Baseball, the Cincinnati Reds pick up another win against the Los Angeles Angels, 7-5. They'll finish their series today at 1:40, and you can hear the action on 96.3 FM. Turning now to a look at the WLEX weather forecast, here is meteorologist Emily McKinney.
We've got some clouds around, but we should see more sun as the day moves on. We'll keep dry, too, with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, lows drop even further into the 30s, making for spots of frost possible. Monday warms up more to the mid-60s, which is closer to normal, and it comes with full sunshine.
Thank you, Emily. Gateway Area Depth Notices next.
This is Tracy Carroll at Wholesale Jewelry Exchange. Gold prices have hit all-time highs, and there's no better time to sell your scrap gold and coins than now. We buy broken jewelry, used jewelry, and coins. Come turn those items into cash today. We also buy silver jewelry, silver coins, and old silver money as well. So come see me today at Wholesale Jewelry Exchange, located at 211 Young Lane, Suite 1 in Mount Sterling, directly behind Hardee's, and let us put cash in your hand today.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Time now for a look at Gateway Area death notices. Douglas Marvin Horsley, 58, of Hillsboro, passed away last Saturday at the UK Hospice Care Center in Lexington, survived by his mother, Maxine Horsley, sister, Barbara Hafler, two brothers, Estelle and Jesse Horsley, along with nieces, nephews, other extended family and friends. Services 2 o'clock today at the Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial to follow in the Morgan Cemetery in Lewis County. Visitation, noon till time of services at the funeral home. The Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro, caring for arrangements for Douglas Marvin Horsley. Jake Rose, 87, of Olivelle, passed away Monday at Carter Nursing and Rehabilitation in Grayson. He was a member of Millwrights and Pile Drivers Local 1090 in Ohio, retiring after 27 and a half years of service with Teledyne Monarch Rubber. He was a Korean War-era Navy veteran, member of the Homeworth Masonic Lodge No. 499, Scottish Rite, and Tadmore Shrine Temple. He was of the Free Will Baptist faith. Survived by two sons, Keith and Dale Rose, daughter, Jonda Carnes, brother, Jim, Larry, and Bruce Rose, sister Maxine Harris, five grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and a host of nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Graveside services, 11 a.m. Monday at the Olive Hill Memorial Park. Military rites presented by Olive Hill American Legion Post 138. Visitation, 6 to 9 p.m. this evening at the funeral home. Masonic services conducted 7 p.m. this evening by the Olive Hill Masonic Lodge, number 629. The Duval and Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in Olive Hill, in charge of arrangements for Jake Rose. And Billy Ray Conway, 90, of Hillsboro, the husband of Shirley Conway, passed away Thursday at St. Clair Healthcare. In addition to his wife, survived by two sons, Wayne and Raymond Conway, daughter, Robin Heine, two sisters, Polly Hurst and Jane Humphreys, a brother, Leslie Conway, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Funeral services, 11 a.m. Monday at the Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial to follow in the Hillsboro Cemetery. Full military honors presented by Fleming Franklin Sousley, VFW Post 1834, and American Legion Post No. 5, and Moorhead American Legion Post No. 126. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening and 9 a.m. till time of services Monday at the funeral home. Masonic rites will be presented 7:30 this evening by the Ewing 551 Favorite Lodge. The Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro, caring for arrangements for Billy Ray Conway. And that's been a look at news this 21st day of April 2024. I'm Chris Irwin.
Donna's Bookkeeping and Tax Service can make your bookkeeping and tax preparation needs simple and stress-free. They understand how confusing payroll and tax returns can be, and they've got 60 years of collective experience your family and business needs. Call 859-498-9535 to find out about affordable bookkeeping and tax services. Donna's Bookkeeping and Tax Service, 859-498-9535, conveniently located at 420 West Main Street in Mount Sterling. New owners, Mitchell and Nicole Douglas Blevins.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
My Savior died for me. Had I seen them drive the nails and pierce his side, how my heart would have been stirred. Though he murmured not a word, take him down, oh, I believe I would have cried. Finished and was crucified.